Hi, this is Aaron, and you are listening to Family Rides Together. I'm just here to let you know that you can follow us on Instagram at Family Rides Together so you can know exactly when we post the next podcast. Also, if you want to see some unbelievable art and animations, you can follow Alan's Instagram at A Ghost Full of Sugar or his TikTok at Ghost Full of Sugar. And lastly, the music you hear before and after every episode is done by an amazing artist named Mac Zaidi, who you can follow on Spotify, Instagram, or YouTube. Now sit back and enjoy the chaos that is Family Rides Together.
Family riding together up in this hoe. We just watched the immortal classic. 19. You can watch this on YouTube. 1990 Bronx Warriors. If you haven't already, let's pause. Go ahead and pause and wait for you to watch this movie.
Just search up 1990 Bronx Warriors. You will find it on YouTube. Yeah, it's the top. On YouTube. It's the top one. You don't even have to type in like full movie or anything. It just bam. It's there.
Well, now that you're back and you watched it. And you loved it, like we all did.
100%. Yeah. We all loved
every
second.
Why don't you tell us what you thought about it?
I don't know if Eric liked it.
Can I give us some preface to this? This is...
What is this movie?
Italian...
You chose it, so what is it?
It's Italian?
It's an Italian...
I don't know if it's in Italian.
It was dubbed?
It's one of those Italian-y dubs, and there's a guy, the director's Enzo Castellari, who his most famous movie he made was Inglourious Basterds, which is what was adapted by
Tarantino.
This movie also stars Fred Williamson, Fred the Hammer Williamson, who was an ex-football player.
Which is weird that it's weird that his nickname in the movie isn't The Hammer, but there is a person named The Hammer in it.
Yeah, I don't know why he wasn't The Hammer, and then the dude who's trying to infiltrate was Ogre. There's nothing ogre-y about Fred Williamson in this movie. It's not like he's grotesque or he has one eye or something. Or something, you know, that's a Cyclops, but you know what I mean. Like, something gross about him. He's just like, he's
a good-looking dude. He's looks fucking good. Williamson.
He's nice outfits. Everyone around him is fancy. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, and his gang is called the Tigers.
Yeah, they're the Tigers.
Is that what it was? He talks to other people.
I wrote down all six gangs.
He mentions, like, he goes, "Hey, Hippo, do that thing. Hey, you know, Elephant, do that other thing." Why are you called...
Why isn't he the zookeeper?
Yeah, the zookeeper.
I like it.
Why isn't he the Lion King? Why isn't he... Why... Something animal... You know, but you know, his right hand woman in this case is called the witch.
Oh yeah,
which is kind of cool, I guess. Ogre and witch.
I don't think.
But then it doesn't go with the theme of tigers.
Yeah,
I don't know. He's the king though, so he can do whatever the fuck he wants.
Oh, I guess before we start talking about all the different crazy ass names, can you do it? Do you want to do a short summary of the movie, Al, or a quick?
The short summary, as far as I can gather.
Yeah, what the movie is
is a. A very wealthy company called the Manhattan Corporation. The president of that, his daughter, escapes. Runs away basically because she doesn't want to be part of the corporation anymore. She's like, whatever, they're bad, whatever. So she runs off to the worst place possible, which is. Some futuristic, it's called the No Man's Land.
The Bronx.
Bronx. And where it's just run by a bunch of gangs. The cops don't even go there. And she kind of gets taken under the wing of one of the gangs who
might be Nazis?
Yeah, might be Nazis.
Yeah, I have a note like, about that.
I was like, wait a minute. And the stunt coordinator at the beginning of the movie, if you notice, it says, like, who's involved with the stunts, and it says some group, and then it says the Hell's Angels. And I'm like, that's where the imagery of the swastika, they were just there and they just filmed
it. Some of them had to have been Hell's Angels, members. Yeah, they just filmed there.
The problem I have with this movie is...
We didn't even finish the
plot. No, that's it. The plot. And then the Manhattan Corporation hires a cop, like a
cop that plays by his own rules.
Yeah,
he doesn't do it for anybody.
Called the Hammer.
A corrupted cop, which I guess they're all kind of corrupted.
Yeah.
Who grew up in the Bronx, so he's one of them. Like, he came from that area, so he knows the area.
Yeah.
So there's facets of the story I like. They just don't ever tie it off at the end.
No,
it kind of peters out very quickly,
and then it just ends.
They're like, "All right, we hit our hour 30, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like end it.
Yeah,
that is exactly how it ends.
They don't even give us the satisfaction of dragging him through the.
Nope,
they just start to drag the bad guy through the thing.
What a bummer!
And then they stop.
All the stuff you want.
You could have had that. Maybe it didn't look as good because the doll wasn't as good, or like it sort just like, didn't look realistic. They have a real stuntman. They did all their real stunts back then. Fred Williamson used to do all his stunts in Inglourious Basterds. He did every single one of his stunts in that movie.
Yeah. I want to know if that old man did that stunt where he jumps out the window, the hammer.
Where he leaps like
Vic Morrow.
That was the most unbelievable scene for me.
That one was
sort of into it, but
I believe Vic Morrow.
Yeah, we're talking about stunts.
Died after this, making a movie. I believe
that
that's,
guy,
I
the hammer guy.
I believe that's the guy. Let me check him out.
He died from jumping out a window.
Yeah, he was on the set of Twilight Zone.
What? Oh shit!
The movie, the Twilight Zone.
Whoa!
And
that's a way to go.
There was a helicopter scene, and him and another actor who was a kid.
Oh shit! He was he was the one that died in
that.
Yeah,
that was the guy.
Fuck.
Yeah, and
what?
I forget exactly why, it was too low for some reason. And
isn't that the scene they use in the movie too? Right?
And it fell on top of him, decapitated him, fucking. Yeah, it was fucking. It's tragic.
That's a way to go.
Yeah, it's tragic.
You were gonna say he fell out the helicopter. I was
no,
be
no,
like,
no. It was just like on a set. Like they were there. It was like hanging a thing over them.
Oh shit!
And,
isn't that the take that they use in the movie? Or not that? I don't know if that's.
Yeah,
the
take, it was.
But
NC-7.
They still do the scene.
I'd have to see
Triple
that movie again.
The movie.
If they still have the scene, I think in the movie. Right.
I'm not sure if I've even seen that scene.
Okay, I don't know what your guys' first note was, but mine was a minute or so into the movie. My first note was the drummer.
Oh, that was your first note?
My first note was just the drummer.
That's a good note.
Because I had already passed, like I had already...
I did have a drummer note.
They were just...
Yeah, he's playing the soundtrack live, and so it's very meta.
Yeah.
You're like, hell yeah, I like this. Like, I don't know, it just...
The writers have so the names of all of the fucking gangs are the Riders, which is the main gang, main gang. Then you have the Tigers, which is run by Fred Williamson. Then you have the Zombies, and the Zombies are a
roller skate
used to be hockey team.
Yeah, they just wear all white.
Then there's the Jackals,
Nazi helmets.
Then there's the Jackals. Which I think
the
Jackals are the tap dancing fools.
Is that the woman with
the jazz hands?
Face.
I think those were the Jackals.
And she like kind of gets a little seductive.
And then the Scavengers, which are should have.
Oh, been, Scavengers!
Should have been the zombies.
Yeah,
but
I thought the Scavengers were gonna be like cannibal people.
They looked like cannibals.
Because they look like that.
They were nonverbal, for sure. Yeah. I think they were like the nonverbal, orphan, autistic kids that they, you know.
They named one other gang that I don't remember seeing.
Horrible.
The Hawks. I don't remember seeing the Hawks.
First time I'm hearing about it.
He says all. He's like, he says all the names of the gangs. He's like, you're gonna. He's like, you're gonna have to get through the Jackals and the Scavengers and the Hawks and the. Oh, you know, I see. He names them all.
Foreshadows.
Yeah, it's just like names them all, and you're like, okay, cool. Like, but I don't know who the Hawks were.
No, and they might. That might have been a problem.
And I just remember that note by looking at my note.
Was that they had too many gangs at some point.
Yeah.
Oh, were the Hawks the? No, that was the zombies. The guy and the leader of the zombies had like a red. Like, he had, like, a ponytail.
Yeah, the leader of the zombies, the...
You guys keep saying that, but my brain keeps forgetting who the zombies are every time you say it. Yeah. And so I have to keep...
The white...
Yeah, the rollerbladers.
The rollerbladers.
Yeah. No, they were roller skaters.
Roller skaters.
No blades.
Oh, sorry, yeah, you're no right. No blades. Roller wheelers. Yeah, and then their head of their organization was like Sektor from Mortal Kombat.
Oh, yeah, human version of Sektor.
He was like red. Yeah, he had a red like ninja suit. They all like ninja look.
Sharp shoulder pads.
They had the best hideout, though. Like, there's like the most fun. It's because they were all like rolling around. They had like dummies.
They definitely looked like somebody that the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles were.
Yeah, it looked like exactly. It looked like the foot. Created this place for all the kids to come hang out at. And I was like, yes! I was like, this is awesome. And then he easily gets fucked up later.
Yeah.
My problem with the infiltration plan was that they have a whole gang. They have a whole gang called the Riders.
And a whole gang called the Tigers.
So what is the infiltration plan? Explain that.
Yeah, the least amount of people go.
Yeah, three people.
Well, but who are they infiltrating? This is for the audience.
Oh, at the end of the... Okay, so fast forward, guys, since you've already watched it and you know what we're talking about. The end of the movie, they go to infiltrate...
Okay, so
here was the confusing part.
The Riders. We haven't even talked about it.
Here was the confusing part that I had, okay?
The whole movie?
At a certain point... Okay, so the rich girl that shows up... And is hanging out with the Riders.
Does she even have a name?
What is the main... Oh, the main dude's name is Trash.
Trash.
Yeah.
Yeah, even though he's visually the farthest away from Trash. Yeah.
No, he looks great.
He shows no emotion, very handsome. He cries a couple times.
I think he just learned how to walk, because he walks real weird in this
He
fucking
does,
movie.
Actually. In the interview with Fred Williamson, he talks about... Enzo Castellari found this dude... At a gym. He's not an actor.
I mean, he's fit. He's fit as fuck.
And that he walked on... He could walk on snow, which was like his...
How he walked.
His subtle way of saying that he was gay. And that that he had a swishy walk to him.
Yeah.
And so they had to
teach... I've never heard that. Walk on snow.
They had to teach him...
What the fuck?
Yeah, they had to teach
him... Listen
here,
Legolas.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes more sense
to me. They had to teach him how to walk. And so that becomes his awkward mechanical tough guy walk.
Oh, they're saying he had an effeminate walk.
Yeah, it was...
That's what the thing he was saying.
So he didn't know how to walk like a manly man, I guess. But that... With the walk that they chose.
Yeah, he was
not.
Saying, you know, I mean, it wasn't cool back then, you know, like, you know, among the general public. Like,
yeah,
know,
I get
put,
I
you
understand,
know,
yeah.
To have him in the lead as this, you know, guy, I guess. So,
I always thought, watching the movie, I thought he gave off a gay vibe watching it.
Well, his pants were like.
Oh, you could see his dick a few times.
You could see his dick,
pants,
you could see his asshole. I could see his asshole, I think. Because his pants were so high up.
The outline of his asshole.
Yeah.
Definitely
I just wrote right up that ass like it's fucking
and he just yeah there. he was just very pretty man. That's why I thought him being Trash was, I guess it was ironic,
right?
I guess it's an ironic name because he's not dirty, he's very pretty, he has nice hair,
yeah,
he's great body, and it's like
so I guess Enzo picked him for the
always sweaty
for the visual. Oh, yeah. But you know, he wasn't an actor and he didn't know English, so they had to teach him, you know, the lines.
I'll just say the lines and then they were just going to dub.
Yeah.
So that was part of the emotion that he was not giving off, was that he didn't completely understand the lines and the emotional timing with the lines.
Did they film?
He still wasn't that bad, in my opinion.
Well, no, that's what's great. Fine. I mean, it's the same like Keanu Reeves. When you have like a character, who the main character, Like, who's kind of the bland hero. Harry, yeah. I guess Harry to a degree is like that too. Or J.K. Rowling talked about that, where he's sort of the blank kind of character, and everybody else around him has all the emotion. But that's the hero archetype she was talking about.
Yeah, I get that. Did they film this movie in... Where did they film this movie? Did they film it in New York, or did they film just parts of it in New York?
So
just
legally, they have to film, I think it was like half of it in Italy.
Yeah.
And so what they did was they shot...
clearly some outside shots. They were like, hey, look, there's the World Trade Center. Yes. There's the skyscraper.
All those shots that you see that are in New York, bam, are in New York. All the underground shots and everything like that are like ruins of Rome and shit like that. So that kind of match up. And, well, there are... I guess the newer parts of Rome look like New York too, you know?
Oh.
So they could film kind of as well like that.
All right. So the girl, Anne, her name is Anne, because she comes from normal land or whatever. So
and they didn't give her a nickname. They missed an opportunity.
They didn't give her a nickname. The nicknames of the people that are around him are Ice, which he does a double cross
later.
He's
the general.
Who was the other guy that he was so emotionally sad about? What was his name, that character's name?
That's a good question.
That I don't remember.
He looked like
Freddie Mercury.
Thank you. Yeah. I was like Freddie Mercury.
Freddie Mercury, 100%.
Which is why I was convinced at that moment that he wasn't really in love with this girl. He was really, because that was the first time.
He was more emotional with Freddie Mercury.
That was the first time he ever showed emotion in the whole thing. When she dies later,
he does not seem to care.
He does show, he tears up or whatever, but he tears up first for Freddie.
Yeah, and he like is holding him. He is a gay man, so in real life, so maybe the trying to get there emotionally was easier for him. Maybe. So that's why it was more emotional. And then when it got to the girl, it was just like, all right.
It was funny because...
just tear.
Yeah. So this whole plot is driven by the fact that Anne has left the Manhattan Corporation, is now in the Bronx, and the Manhattan Corporation wants her back because once she turns 18... she becomes the leader of the Manhattan Corporation, and for some reason, they want her to do it. She doesn't want to do it, but they want her to do it. So they go through crazy, crazy element of trying to get her to come back, which is so weird. And then they hire the Hammer, who shows up out of nowhere, by the way, just like, here I am. I'm a fucking old guy that's wreaking havoc throughout the Bronx.
He fucks those two people up who were banging on
the
stairs.
Yeah, they were making out on the stairs. He just shows up and just
shotguns people. Blasts
and he creates fucking chaos. And then
I don't know how they can't defeat him. He's just like this slow old man.
Well, that was part of the establishing of he knows the area and he gets away in the semi truck really quickly.
How? He gets away so quickly in a lot of
It doesn't make any fucking sense.
He grew up in the Bronx. He knows the area.
And then he jumps from the fucking window, like I said earlier. Yeah.
And they all
that's not two stories.
And they all know the semi truck driver.
Hot dog.
Oh yeah.
Fucking hot dog. Which
Hot Dog.
Hot Dog is the guy that Hammer is using to help him in his
It sounds like we're talking about a fever dream, dude. The names and the concept of this movie.
Hot Dog.
But Hot Dog is just
Hot Dog.
Hot Dog is this pushover character.
Hot Dog is definitely a pushover character.
Yeah, where he's like, "Okay, I want to get paid," and Hammer's like, "I don't want to fucking ever hear you say that again. I got shit to do."
I literally,
you know, and he's like, "Okay."
Well, the first time
we meet Hot Dog, I wasn't sure if that was his name. So I wrote, is this guy's name Hot Dog, or is that just an insult?
Yeah, because
like they're just calling him a hot dog.
Well, because they like
probably both.
Well, because when you first meet him, they go up to his semi, and they're like, what the fuck's he doing here? You know, pretty much. And they're like, what are you doing here, Hot Dog?
He immediately kicks Ice in the face.
Yeah.
And then, I thought,
him and Ice don't like each other. They got beef.
What I thought was going to happen was I thought that was going to be Ice's brother. I thought they were going to be like, this is Ice's brother, and then
they could have
tied
it in
get along
better,
that way. whatever, and he does his own thing, and then it would have been even more of a connection. But it was just like, fuck this guy. That's it.
Yeah. Oh, and he's got he's got a club foot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, he's got like an inch and a half on his shoe.
No,
hot dog.
Oh, hot dog.
Hot dog.
And they sort of lead him into a frame at one point with his feet, you know.
Oh. The beginning of this movie, though, when you're being introduced to all these characters and the writers, and they're at a funeral for Crisp. I think that's what his name was, or Chris, but I'm assuming.
I mean,
Crisp.
He was gonna be Crisp.
And then they burn him. They take all his ashes.
Oh, right. It's the guy that was impaled when they find his body. They just show up. They don't explain that very well.
So they find their buddy. Yeah.
Well,
they find their buddy on the shore.
Yeah. The writers find one of their members.
Who killed him?
Impaled.
The ogre.
So the ogre shows up.
Because
he had a gizmo.
That's what it was in some swag cars.
Oh yeah, the ogre shows. Which I thought that one guy who was talking for the ogre was going to be throughout the movie, but then he didn't.
The ogre is the king, but it wasn't the ogre that killed him. He says leech. He says leech was a blood sucker or something like that. And I'm like, who the fuck is leech? Because you don't know any of these characters. Or no, Leech is a blood freak or something like that.
Yeah. You know they wrote all this shit before they wrote the plot around the characters.
And he goes, yeah, he ate his heart or some shit like that. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? So but Leech, he says later, you find out, you go, oh, that guy's Leech. Leech is the guy who first talks to him, to Trash when the tigers show up. His face is painted. He's got a lisp. You know, he's got
later
like a speech
in the movie.
No, at the beginning.
Oh, at the beginning of the movie. Okay.
No, yeah. His face is kind of painted. Yeah, he's got. It's a very weird scene. And just because of the dubbing, that was kind of more of the first introduction to the dubbing. And so you're like, oh, that guy's Leech. And he ate this dude's heart. That's fine. That was all the information. But yeah, so that the reason they killed that dude was because he had a gizmo. And what the fuck is a gizmo? Well, it's a watch.
You've seen Gremlins.
Yeah.
You know, gizmo is a gremlin.
He had a watch
Him after midnight.
He had a watch that was, it was pretty much like it gave off their location.
Yeah, he was an informant. For it had a police frequency on it, so he was probably giving information or something like that. So they sort of have this paranoia going on at the beginning of it that doesn't really pay off at the end or throughout the movie. But you know, you're like, oh, this has got some good aspects to it. Oh, why is there a swastika? Okay, I'll just keep going.
Yeah, when they're showing off the writers.
When they show the swastikas, I'm like,
the good guys have the swastikas. And I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah, but you know what's even weirder is it's showing all the writers, and it's like, writers. Then one of them has a missing arm. He has a thing. And I'm like, okay, they've seen some shit's gone down. And then it goes, swastika. And then it goes, black man. I'm like, wait. I'm like, so they're like Nazis, but they allow anybody into what are they Nazis against?
It's
what's the supremacy?
They're Nazis.
Is it
against,
Nazis about white supremacy?
Yeah, it's a different type of Nazi now in this futuristic world.
It's
of
an
1990.
Alternative reality.
It's
where the Nazis were the good Nazis. Guys. The Nazis were the good guys in this world.
Yeah, it could be where the Nazis won. And
fuck, man.
Because they're a lot of them were wearing German, you know.
Oh, yeah, ICE was wearing like a German lieutenant jacket or some shit like that, or
maybe,
whatever the fuck.
Maybe when they killed
the
Nazis, the
cops are wearing
the hats. Took their Nazi patches. And
all the cops wear leather, the hardest thing to run around in and to breathe in.
The hottest.
It's hot, yeah. Sweaty and
it's loud.
It's not covert. There's nothing covert about it.
It looks great.
You look super gay in it. You look. I mean, when Hammer. Oh, we're jumping all over again. I hate jumping all over. But the Hammer when he's like, Well, at the near the end, when he gets his final outfit and he's just laughing,
he
and
becomes
having a great
super
time.
Villain at that point. He becomes he Red does Skull.
Yeah, he literally becomes.
He has no more like character anymore. He's just laughing
maniacally. I am God! He yells that he's God or some shit. Hammer is God.
So
and then
weird. Hammer goes through this like whole
weird
fucking
arc.
Change of
he's
character.
He's a great character. Like, the
it's
actor
like
is awesome.
Well, it's like a
he's great.
Villain that has been, but it has like had months and months to get to this point. But instead, it's been, you know, 40 minutes.
Yeah, and he only
like,
mentions it once that when he, what's his name, Trash shows up. They're trying to infiltrate.
Eat trash, man.
They're trying to infiltrate.
Trash.
Yeah, you're trying to infiltrate the Tigers. And Vic Morrow, Hammer, is down there. And he's got a javelin thing that he kills a dude with. And they... And then he escapes, and they blame it on Trash, but not really.
Oh my God,
not really. No, they know
I,
immediately.
I
that
do
it
would
was,
love.
No, because Witch saw the other guy. He's like, there was another guy holding a gun.
Well,
to
hold
Trash.
On, hold on. I
thanks,
do want to talk about that scene because yeah, like she literally. Well, it doesn't seem like she saw it because the way she says that line is after. So Hammer kills one of Ogre's dudes, and kills him with. Trash's main weapon, which is like a
pike,
a spike. Yeah, it's
but
like
the
a pike.
But the thing is everybody has one. Everybody has
yeah,
one.
Yeah, but
of
that's
those
a signature one.
Which he only stabs like one motherfucker with it.
It might
whole
be the
movie.
Writers. It might be the writers.
But,
yeah.
Maybe yeah. It's so writers, so Hammer like expertly impales the dude with it, like throws it at yeah, a mock yeah. speed, and it goes right through the dude's chest and kills him. And then they're in Ogre's. Hideout or whatever yeah. base, and then so Ogre captures Trash, and then it's like, you fucking killed one of my dudes with your fucking weapon, and then but the blonde girl, the witch, Ogre's right hand woman, is just like, the way she says that line where she's like, yeah, they saw another thing. She says it sarcastically.
Oh, yes,
she doesn't say it like she saw it. She says it because he's like.
It wasn't
like
a matter like, of fact,
Yeah, because Ogre's like, oh, that's weird, blah, blah, blah.
But they don't even really torture him or, like, you know.
They don't because he literally goes, yeah, it was the hammer. And then Ogre's like, oh, yeah, the hammer was
the yeah, hammer. Yeah, the hammer is a piece of shit.
He goes, oh, yeah, this probably was the hammer. It was like, he tries to, like, literally, what's his face is like, I need one of his weapons because he wants to try to create beef, but the beef lasts 10 seconds.
No.
It's like a 10-second beef, and then he's just like, oh, yeah, hammer.
No. The beef
I'm like, you failed, hammer.
Well,
like,
the beef lasts 10 seconds, and then also Ogre's hatred for hammer
succeeds. It trashes. Like, his hatred for trash.
His hatred for trash. But you know, also, like, I didn't get any, like, I didn't get any anything out of that either. Like, you know, like he was so angry about it. He's like, oh, yeah, fuck Hammer. Like, I owe him something. Yeah. Okay. You give him nothing. You know what I mean? Like, we don't even get a, we don't get anything out of that.
There's
hatred.
No connection between these characters.
We don't get anything, yeah, out of that. Yeah.
Than...
He took my name, Hammer.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, so, but the Hammer, he says down there, he says, he talks to Trash and is like, no, I'm here to create chaos. I'm not on anybody's side. You know, he's like, oh, you work for the Manhattan Corporation. He's like, nah, I'm fucking pure chaos. I don't give a fuck about anything or anybody.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, okay.
Oh, my God.
I needed more of that.
I didn't see, Ice had an issue with Trash the way he ran the Riders, I guess.
Ran?
Yeah.
He didn't do shit. They
yeah,
just,
so Ice wanted
just,
to be
I
the
only
leader.
Ice
wanted to be the leader of
he
the
Riders.
He was
the right-hand man who was going to
betray. But I didn't really get that until he betrayed him. I was like, oh, okay, shit, yeah. Okay.
Until because, there like, was an opportunity.
He had that little speech at the beginning of the movie. You know, him, like, showing off that he...
Ice has the best speeches.
He has two monologues. One a little shorter than the other because it starts into a fight.
Ice is one of the best actors in the movie, aside from Fred Williamson. I think Fred Williamson is the best actor in the movie.
Yeah. I think because we know Fred Williamson from things and we like
but
Fred
he's just
Williamson.
Like, he's just like, he's very natural with
he's
like delivery. And
he's,
yeah,
smooth.
He's smooth. Yeah, he's smooth, exactly.
And you want to watch him. He like, when he's on silky. Screen, you want to know what he's going to do. Like,
that
you
wasn't
don't,
him.
He could do nothing. He could just be sitting there, but you're like, I really want to see.
But the way he sits there.
The way he sits there, you're like, I just want to see whatever Fred Williamson's going to do next.
That wasn't him, right? Like, his dub?
What, talking?
Yeah, that was someone else dubbing him.
No,
though,
I think
right?
that was him.
Was I that think he voiced his?
Yeah, it just sounded so youth. It just, I mean,
it was a while ago.
A while ago, but it just his voice sounded a little too light for what I know his voice to sound like.
Oh no, yeah, his an interview I watched with him. He was 70 years old, what? And his voice sounded just as light.
Oh, in the interview,
and he looked just as young. He looked 50 years old.
Maybe it was just different
or younger.
Yeah, just a good actor. He just lowers his voice sometimes whenever he's in certain movies.
I mean, I'm sure it's just like age. When an actor ages, their voice just deepens and gets gravelier and, you know, has a certain sound to it.
I want
to
know how old he was at Dusk Till Dawn.
And From Dusk Till Dawn. That's right. Yeah. I don't know.
That was the first thing I seen him in.
Yeah.
But I was like, I seen him before when I seen him in that. So I was like, wait a minute. So I must have just seen him peripherally growing up and not realized
that he's
the Hammer.
That he's the
Hammer. He's the actual Hammer. And he got that name from being in football.
Yeah.
Is it because he'd slam fuckers into the ground?
Yeah, it's because he was a running back and they switched him over to being a defensive lineman. He was like, I don't know how to fucking do that. And they were like, and so and then they were training and shit and they're like, you're not going to make the team. And he's like, fuck. So he was like, well, I ain't going back to the hood, you know what I mean? You know, because they'll laugh at me and be like, well, you can make it over here, you can be tough in the hood, but you can't fucking make it as a...
Is this what he said?
No, I'm making this shit up. I just make this shit up.
The hood?
I'm saying it in my own words, but this is what he said. What do you want from me? I'm just... don't shoot the messenger, okay? So he was like, started hammering these dudes, you know what I mean? Started
killing people? Jesus.
Yeah, with a hammer. And
whoa, that's how you make it in Hollywood.
And they said, that's for the XFL, not the NFL. So the coach was like, hey, what the fuck is going on? Well, I got him, didn't I? I covered him, right? And he's like, oh, okay, we'll cover this dude, a big-ass dude. Anyway, yeah, he was hammering them. And he said, oh, you keep hammering my dudes, whatever. They gave him the name.
He should have played Steel, because Steel has a hammer.
Oh, that's true. And?
And he's a better actor than Shaq.
And he worked for Bechdel Steel.
Oh, wow. He knows his whole life story.
Well, I watched his interview.
You're like, I read an autobiography.
No, I just watched it. I just watched the interview. And was invested in the interview. But he did that on the off season when he was playing pro football. Or no, was it college? So he was doing back. No, it was pro football for 10 years. And then when he was done with his football career, he went to Bechdel Steel and was like, had a job there, but he couldn't do the 9 to 5. It wasn't in his, you know what I mean? He was like, sit here, you know, have an hour for lunch and, you know, that whole thing. He said it didn't fit his personality, which I agree, it doesn't fit, you know, person. Yeah.
So then he went and found an Italian director to make a bunch of movies.
Well, no, there was a show. He got onto a TV show first and it was, I forget, it was called Julia or something like that. I believe it was a black TV show. But he noticed that the girl's boyfriend, she'd have a boyfriend every week, you know, a different boyfriend. So he was like,
"It was like
I'm
going to
be the mainstay." It was probably like a comedy, sitcom.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to go and be the main boyfriend on the show, right?
There
he finagles his way in, talks to the dude.
Charming.
And says, the Hammer's here, you know. Pro football. They talk football, you know, for a little bit, you know. And then he lies about being an act, you know, having worked in Canada, you know, raising in the sun, theater work, whatever, you know. Like,
he's so badass.
And
what a fucking boss.
He's like, if he would have questioned me on, like, what character did you play, whatever, you know, I wouldn't have known. And I said Canada because, you know, it was out of their jurisdiction kind of thing.
Yeah.
So especially at that time. Smooth,
harder to.
Yeah, and so he always touts timing as well, you know, but also a clear goal of what he wants and who he's going to represent, because the character he wants to represent, Fred the Hammer Williamson, is the hero. And at the time, he was coming up in the 70s to late 70s. The black community needed black heroes, and that was the role that he fulfilled. And he said he was an equal opportunity killer. He didn't make films going, I want to kill Whitey. You know, he's like, I'm going to beat up everybody, and I'm going to get the girl, and you know.
Yeah.
And so that was part of his.
Well, I'm curious to see a Fred Williamson movie where he is the main guy and he is the hero. Because in this one, obviously, I mean, he's the hero in a sense, but he does not survive.
Well, the
and his death was so
he said, if they have to kill me or whatever, then I want to go out my way. And that was his way that he wanted to go out. Really? Was
burning alive.
I mean, the burning part was cool.
That was what was going on. And he said, okay, well, I'm going to go over here. I'm going to sit on my throne and I'm just going to go out like a boss. You
know
what I mean?
That was a cool shot. What I didn't like, though,
they just shot him immediately.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It was just some random. I thought it was going to be a big character. I thought it was going to be Hammer takes him out.
I thought it was
going
to be him
and Trash have a fucking showdown.
I thought it was going to be Trash takes him out.
Or something like that.
Yeah, because of his hatred for Hammer, I thought it was going to be him versus Hammer.
Hammer.
But Hammer never left his fucking hole.
That was weird.
Yeah, that was the thing where they didn't give it to you. And you're like, why not just give it to us? Where he goes up there, has the satisfaction, you know, a fight. Why can't he go up? He keeps looking up like the Hammer's there and I got to get there. Just go up. Just have him fucking go up. I think it would have been, well, now we got to design a fight scene between these two dudes.
He could have gotten knocked back through the hole. I don't know, whatever, and died.
Yeah, he could have got beaten up, thrashed the whole way to get there. Fucking, you know, stab the dude in the back or whatever, you know, or, you know.
Yeah, they should have allowed him to kill Hammer.
And then the Hammer falls off, because he falls off anyway.
Yeah.
In a dumbass way where, what's his name? Trash fucking kills him.
He shoots him with a harpoon, where Hammer is standing there looking at him.
I wrote that.
He's looking at him the whole time.
His death was.
And he still is like, no, he's not going to be able to hit me with this harpoon gun.
Yeah. And then it barely goes into him.
Yeah.
It like doesn't even go all the way through him. It's just like. And he doesn't pull him off or anything. It's not like it goes through him, opens up, and then he's got a grapple on him and pulls him off the thing. And so, yeah, those would have been more satisfying endings. It would have been a cooler movie in that regard. It was shot beautifully. But they have this tie-in where they're having her birthday party at the end. Like, and you're
that was weird, too.
And you're going, oh, the gangs are going to have this inside man, or in this case, woman, in the Manhattan Corporation, which means that they going to have ties, you know, and help and whatever from this chick. And then Vic Morrow comes in with his whatever horsemen and they kill everybody. They kill her. And you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, they kill her. They kill her. Like, literally, one of the final lines in this movie is a guy in a helicopter saying, now for phase two. I never got to see phase two.
Oh, yeah.
The movie ended. The
first one was Scorched Earth or something.
The first phase was Scorched Earth. The second phase, I couldn't fucking tell you what phase two was.
I thought Scorched Earth was going to be like them dropping napalms.
I thought they were going to bomb the place.
They talk about it earlier.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers like, if I had my way, I'd drop napalms all over this place. Let's just fly a little higher. I don't want to be too close to them. And I'm just thinking, like, what are they going to do? None of them have, it seems like none of them have guns. That's why I don't understand how they failed to take the Bronx. All these motherfuckers just have, like, knives.
Yeah.
And, like, weird cudgels and a harpoon.
And they have everybody's equipped with a goddamn flamethrower that shoots 20
feet. These motherfuckers have horses, flamethrowers, guns, helicopters. Like, you tell me you don't have tanks and bombs? Like,
it made no sense.
It doesn't make any fucking sense at all. But then again, earlier on in the movie, when Hammer is first introduced, he shoots those two people with his gun, and then he proceeds to drop what I looks like a bomb through like a piece of the wall right in front of Freddie Mercury guy.
Yeah.
But then it doesn't do anything.
It's just like a smoke grenade or something.
It's like, if it is a smoke grenade, it's fucking not effective. There's like barely any smoke.
Damn it, man! They run off.
Yeah, he's just like, whoop. And then he's like, whoop, whoop, look at this. And then
just cause a chaos.
And then he's like, jump. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, yeah. And then
it started off where you're like, oh, this is kind of cool. He's this kind of assassin guy who's coming in. And like, he's a mailman. I don't know. There was this hopes for me that it just didn't pay off.
Was the blonde guy
the story
that was the head of the Manhattan Corporation? Was that her dad?
Hey, it's top secret.
With the mustache.
Yeah, was
Aaron,
that her dad?
Aaron, let's
was
that Anne's dad? No, let's keep it down low. Let's keep it top secret. I don't want to talk about that. Keep it.
Who was he?
How many fucking times does he say that in the movie?
Then? In relation.
Keep something top secret. I'm like, bro. We know, and they know. Like, shut
my
the
daughter's
fuck.
Dead. All right, keep that on the DL. You know?
Yeah,
let's keep that fucking top secret. My daughter died.
Fuck. I wanted to say something about the beginning of the movie as well, real quick. Before the Crisp, whenever they killed Crisp, or they burned Crisp, when they threw his ashes into the air.
When it killed Crisp,
it was a Lebowski moment.
And it was a Lebowski moment. All the ashes just went onto the other motorcyclist that was right next. Yeah,
wouldn't it be funny if they start coming?
Yeah, right next to the other guy, and I was like, I just thought that was really funny. It did feel like a Lebowski moment.
That was a long ass.
There was a lot of long shots and long scenes.
That
like,
it was clear that they were just trying to fill. So but then it didn't make sense to when the movie just ends abruptly.
Yeah. So like, I didn't get.
You're like, why is these so long? But this is too short.
I didn't get the love that. Trash had for Anne. I didn't ever feel that.
Wow,
no, like, damn.
Just, I mean, that's why Ice keeps his, like, he's got her fucking, she's got him under her thumb.
With that rich pussy or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, that Manhattan.
But they never
pussy.
Established yeah. that. Yeah, they don't
yeah,
never
exactly.
show him kissing. They just show
they
her.
They don't say any sweet nothings.
Like,
to
he's beating up dudes at the beginning, saving her.
Oh, and she's just, she's yeah. moist.
Yeah, she's. They show this very long enthralled shot.
She's
of like, whoa, you know. And
yeah, that is the weirdest scene.
They never show that. Yeah, physical affection between them.
No, and then when she like at one point they're having a conversation. Okay, so this is what my confusion was that I was going to talk about earlier was that at one point Anne goes on for a walk and they're like she went for a walk. And he finds her at the beach. He talks to her about, you know, she's like, it's because of me that all this is happening or whatever. And he's like, no, don't ever say that.
They go to the beach?
Yeah, they're on like, they're
don't
on
ever
the
say
they're
that death
sand.
Follows
I don't,
us.
Oh, the death.
Yeah, yeah, we were born dead.
No, he goes, I don't give, he says something about not caring about life because of death. And I'm like, then what's the point of any of this if you don't care?
This is the line he says. So this is the line, this is the dialogue. Like,
he is so straight. Look how long his arms are. Jesus Christ.
No, he's not straight.
Oh, yeah, that's the irony.
Not straight at all. All
right, hold on. Here we go.
We were born dead. Life means nothing. We live with death every single day. Death walks with us. Death rides and sleeps with us. We carry its smell under our skins.
Okay, we get it.
So don't go blaming yourself.
What?
Jeebus.
Look at that bold.
I know. Enzo certainly.
I wouldn't be opposed to a nudity scene, but we didn't get that.
Yeah, isn't this a nude beach?
He has this whole like thing with her, right?
Why is it,
nothing matters? So, just takes everything off.
Yeah. Life is nothing matters in life. Like, what's the fucking point? Who gives a shit?
So he goes and he gives her this whole nice. Spiel or whatever, and then she gets kidnapped like seconds
oh
after
my God.
That, right? And
hilarious.
And then he
right that
yeah.
scene I wrote.
He gets netted. Yeah, he gets.
Yeah, he gets netted.
I wrote,
yeah.
Well, it looks like Trash got thrashed. That was my note.
He gets kidnapped, and then he goes back to the writers, and then they
tap dancer.
So then he goes there to, and he's like, and you know, with the fucking zombies, he's like, the zombies have Anne, and he's like, we gotta go to the Tigers now. But I was confused on why. what was happening? Because like I thought they were, because earlier in the movie they were talking about going to the Tigers to get help against the Manhattan Corporation, and he's like, no, we should still just go to the Tigers, like, because the Tigers were the only people that were going to help him do anything, get Anne, Manhattan Corporation, all of that stuff. And I didn't get that, really. I was just like confused on why they were still going to the Tigers. I was like, why not just get everybody? You have a whole gang. Go fight the zombies. You don't have to travel in groups of two or to three. Everybody go, fight the zombies, get Anne, then go about your day. Also, why are you doing this fucking shortcut through every single person's lair? It made no sense as well, because wouldn't that slow you down? Yeah. Because you have to fight everybody.
Yeah.
So do the long way around and go. Because also, even when you did show up at the Tiger's place, Ogre's like, yeah, you're coming, you're sneaking in here. What the fuck's your problem?
And another thought is like, why would they think sneaking through other bases would be faster when they have motorcycles? The streets of the Bronx. Yeah. No one's going to fuck with them.
No one's going to, yeah.
They're another gang. Literally, the only person that fucks with them is a homeless guy who just yells random things at them.
Yeah.
This place is nice. Why are you making so much noise?
My dick. Whatever the fuck he says. And that's the only person who ever says shit to them.
Yeah. So whenever they get through to the, whenever they get to the Jack. Okay, so he brings, so the Freddie Mercury guy wants to go with them. But he tells him, no, you can't come with us.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Whenever they were going to go to... So they're going to go sneak through all the places
to
get the Tigers.
Freddie Mercury tells him to watch Ice.
Yeah, he's like, you stay here and you watch Ice.
Because I don't trust Ice.
And then he takes two stupid people that suck at fighting. They get beat up by everybody.
The two schlubbiest dudes. He's like, he's like, me, boss, I'm fucking fitted and strut. No, you get out of the way. Who's that meatball back there?
Yeah, I want the meatball. So when they get to the,
that's a sassy stance. When
they get to the jazz fucking guys that, it's like a guy that, like, who, like, he wrote this movie too, the director?
I don't know. You have to check that.
Oh, okay.
I know that the producer had some say in what was going on, and that he was at, he wanted to add more gangs.
Oh, okay.
To it as well.
Make it more complicated.
Very flashy gangs.
Yeah. But I think that's coming off the success of movies like The Warriors, which is what they're trying to emulate here.
Yeah.
Which The Warriors, there's a reason why they're going through other people's territories. All the gangs got together under the banner of this one dude and his gang that said, hey, we can take on the cops. Look how strong we are, all united as gangs. And then a chaos agent shoots that guy. Everybody scatters. And then they're like, it was the Warriors. Now they're in, you know, unfamiliar territory, right? And now they have to traverse all these other gangs' territory to get back home. And that's why they have to fight the gangs. So there's a reason for
there's it. A reason, yeah.
Not just, we don't feel like riding our motorcycles that we've been riding the whole fucking movie.
All right.
They just ditch them. They just don't have them for the rest of the
And no more gang anymore either. Now so, there's just three people.
Yeah, the gang is ceased.
So it made me laugh. What she says to Trash right here. So this is the leader of the Jackal. I think it's the Jackals.
Okay.
You're trespassing, Trash. I said, you're trespassing, Trash.
You don't say.
Why'd you say it twice? Well, you're trespassing, Trash. I said,
you're
trespassing, Trash. Well, like she's, they did two different takes.
It's either two different, here's my thought on this one, because it's either two different takes, and they just accidentally added them together, or he was trying to be clever, and it was trying to be like, you're trespassing, Trash. You are trespassing, Trash. Like, you are Trash that is trespassing. That.
Yeah.
And then she repeats it.
Trash.
Yeah, you're trespassing. Then she says it again, like, you're trespassing.
You are trespassing.
Trash, your name.
Yeah.
And so I think it was the director trying to be clever, but the problem is it's dubbed.
Yeah. Also,
the dub isn't going to get it right.
Also, it could be that he was not listening to her. Or like,
when
trying
he was like,
plugs his ear, and then she's, hey,
you,
"You're trespassing trash."
I think she's very cute for some reason. That chick,
that actress.
Yeah. She's a very cute outfit. They all have her face. All the tap dancers are just look like fun little theater kids.
So this scene I'm going to show
gold bullet hat.
This scene I'm going to show you guys is they're not like, good.
This is from Fiddler on the Roof.
So this next clip,
you're gonna watch this. You're in our territory.
Trash. And then they start pouring. He's like, "No, no." As I start.
So this next clip I'm going to show you guys is not an audio. It's not going to be fun for the listeners, but for you guys, it's going to be hilarious. Ooh, I'm going to tell you guys 55. It's 55 minutes and 10 seconds in. I want to know: was this on purpose? Was this on purpose?
Oh, I know. This is so dangerous.
So
what Ice is chasing
after Freddie Mercury.
Yeah, who overheard that he
and Ice hits a fucking boom and just crashes.
Jesus Christ.
And I don't think it was on purpose.
His
I don't
head think it was, just smashes was, into the ground. And you're like, "Wait, what?" Like it looked like a foul up, like his wheel got caught on something and it spins out.
Yeah.
And it just fishtails. And then he just slams.
Dude, he doesn't even move.
Like no he's like he's hard. Passed out. Yeah. Like dislocates his shoulder, concussion. I don't know if that was a stuntman.
I assume,
it was probably a stuntman.
Yeah,
but he was. The scene is
this
just
is
something
why
like
you wear helmets when you're riding your motorcycle.
He went down hard, and when I was watching, I was like, "What the fuck?"
It makes no sense to leave that in there.
No, it made no sense because they don't talk about it later. There's no other connection.
Does
to
he
it.
Look back after that? Like, what is his reaction?
No, no. He
that?
Just kind of drives. He goes and it gives him that couple extra seconds to get down there. Because I thought it was going to be him versus
Freddy.
Ice. I thought Ice was going to fight him.
Maybe
but
that's
no.
what they were going for. They were like, "Okay, he outruns you and you spin out." But it's just so anticlimactic.
Oh, yeah.
Where did they film all this ruin?
This has to be Rome.
Yeah, yeah, that's Rome.
Italy.
Yeah. Trash! And then Mercury gets
the scavengers
beat up and tortured.
The scavengers are the coolest, are the best fighters in this whole fucking, because they have so many people.
I guess so.
They actually use their gang.
They're covered in ash.
Oh, I don't understand that. Why is he like the Hulk?
I wonder
all of a sudden.
What their names really are, because in the interview with Fred Williamson, he says he calls them the Mole Men, I wondered if that was just him saying that, like the guys that were underground, the Mole Men, whatever they were called, or if that's what they were actually called, and then in the dubbing or something, they just called
it
them
just
scavengers.
It just flew. Better with scavengers. I mean, oh, this is.
Hold on, wait.
wait, keep playing this.
I'm just playing it or whatever for like a split second.
Yeah, 57:20, I believe.
Oh, you know the scene I'm talking about too?
Yeah, we're writing down a lot of the.
Wow, you guys are on. Wait.
Well, this is 56.
wait.
We still have like 30 seconds left until this moment.
Are you talking about the guy who's talking to the people in the car?
Yes! That's the scene I'm talking about.
Wait,
yeah.
Go back 10 seconds, though, right here, real quick. Sorry for the listener. This means nothing.
Yeah, this is...
Go back real quick.
Go back?
No, I just like 10 seconds. God damn it.
That was 10 seconds.
No, man, use the arrow keys, Aaron. You go back 10 seconds automatically.
Look at the shoulders
on
trash.
I get you. Okay.
Trash looks...
So we're around the 56-minute marker right now.
It's this... Okay, this little run he gives right here.
So that shot could be Rome.
That's the gay part.
Oh, okay.
It's super gay right now.
Oh, okay. So
it was just like he ran like this.
So
his arms were out.
His arms were...
Oh shit! What? I'm opening up other things.
Anyway, hold on. So yeah. Okay. So you want to play the creepy?
So I'm just gonna play the audio for now or whatever. This is them showing up. They've just shown up outside of the Tigers area. And there's a bunch of cars.
There's dudes dressed like pimps. These big fat white
How
dude.
You doing there?
Hey, it's just fine.
Looks like you're having fun.
I am. Come on in.
Oh, I just like to watch.
So there's this...
come on in.
What? Why was there a conversation?
Why was there a conversation between two guys?
I think it was a lemon party.
just two old men banging?
Because they don't show it. And they just show this fat 70s pimp with the fucking peacock feather and the fedora and everything, you know? And then he walks up and you don't see the car at all.
No.
And his dub is, "Hey, man,
You hear the other guy's dub, and he's like, "Hey, how's it going?
Yeah.
Like, oh, you look like you're having fun. I'm having fun. You want to join? Like, it's so fucking weird.
Yeah, I just like to watch.
Yeah, well, he's like, come on in here. That fat ass dude in this car? I don't think so. I don't think so, buddy. There ain't no room for nobody.
Oh, my God.
Like, that dude was huge, man. Come on in. We're gonna fucking...
Terrible.
All right, here's another one. 102.40.
102.40. All right.
Okay.
102.40.
We're just...
Do you have a clip, Eric?
I did write a clip, but I think it was intentional after I wrote it. So
all right, so I'm gonna press play on this. This is one. I'm gonna play it 102.30. So we're gonna probably hear like 20 seconds of this clip. But okay. Here we go.
What's going on?
So right now,
I don't even remember clip. I didn't write down
John Wick.
So this
all these guys.
So this is Hammer.
This is where he shoots the dude in the fucking head.
So this is Hammer. He just got off his phone with Hot Dog.
Oh no!
And he tells him like, okay, I'm about to get this all wrapped up or whatever.
Yeah.
And the scavengers are now appearing behind him.
Right, right. He's just set up trash. He just ran away. He turns around. He turns around and just shoots everyone.
No one alive can trick Hammer from the Bronx.
Hey, what did he say?
I'm from the Bronx.
He says something like, "You're not going to get over on me. I'm from the Bronx," or something like that.
Because yeah, no one alive.
They try to sneak up behind him, and you are fooled for a second because I'm like, "Oh, are the scavengers just going to come in and fucking murk this dude real quick?"
Yeah,
or give him some trouble, and they twist it on you. You know, he turns around real quick and shoots everybody, and then turns back around and brains a dude right in front of the camera, like his brains fly out and shit.
Yeah.
I thought that was very funny. Can we skip back to 29/11?
What? 29/11?
9/11?
29.
Too soon.
All right, here we go. That's 28. 28
minutes.
29.
Oh, I think this
is the part of the podcast where we just play clips.
Yeah, we just play clips.
We play
clips. We're done talking about this movie. Now it's clip.
I think this will sort of, you know, explain some of Ice's cool lines.
All right, so this is
Ice. I see what you did there.
All right, here we go.
Ice's cool lines.
All right, here we go.
Take a look around, you guys.
Right.
Who farted?
You never met your mother, did you? Just kind of popped you into the sewer and split, letting you blossom into the asshole you are today.
Just keep talking fag face and I'll tear your fucking lid off.
Oh my God, he said that.
Hot dog calls him fag face.
Hot dog calls him.
That is horrible.
Establishing that Hot Dog has beef with Ice.
That's horrible.
Hot Dog's a dick.
But he was, yeah, I just like Ice's line too, because it was your first introduction to them. Okay, so they're trying to find who just killed two of their dudes and drove off in a semi, and then they find this semi and it's piloted by Hot Dog, and then and they're like, "Oh, it's you, Hot Dog, you piece of shit. Like, I already don't like you." And the first line that Ice says to him is like, you know, "Oh, something about his mom and being, you know, shouldn't have been born," or whatever the fuck, you know. And so I just thought it was a cool, you know, back and forth that they had. You know?
There's a line that Ice says at one point in the movie that I wasn't sure if it was intentional to show, like, oh, they're not, like, learned, or was this a legit fuck up in the line? Because he says, in reference to Anne.
Uh-huh.
He says that Little Red Riding Hood has been captured by the seven dwarves. And my brain was like,
I know, I had to.
What?
I was caught off guard, too.
I was like, is it just supposed to show like he's kind of a little stupid, or did they legit fuck up in that? Because that's not the story.
Or is that how the European version goes?
The little.
Yeah.
Yeah. Captured by the seven werewolves.
Oh my.
I do have a dwarf scene werewolves. But I think this was intentional. It's 1604.
Oh, we're going way back now.
It's literally it's another Ice thing, so it still connects.
Oh hell yeah.
What we're talking about. It's Ice's little monologue. He The scene, he addresses Trash, but Anne responds.
All right, here we go.
Initially. So I don't know if it was intentional for saying that he's under her thumb, or I just thought it was weird.
That's true. And he's trying...
Because it wasn't established.
I thought that was funny later in the movie also when fucking Ogre's like, we got a surprise for you, Trash. And then the cake comes out and he goes...
Happy birthday, motherfucker.
Actually, it's a surprise for Anne. And you're like, wait, what? Why the fuck
you
even...
You fuck, loser!
Yeah, fucking twist! It's a surprise for Anne. We knew it was her birthday. You didn't even know it was her birthday, Trash, you stupid fuck.
You've been begging this whole time. We're the only ones that asked
her. They haven't touched.
All right, let's play this.
Ice is...
You know what? The fact is, I wouldn't be at all surprised if it was them that sold him the fucking gizmo in the first place. I think it's time we got even. What do you think, Trash?
Maybe. I was the one he was spying on.
Yeah.
She says her line wrong.
Shit.
Oh,
since he's hooked up with that Manhattan pussy, all his blood has rushed to his cock.
I love it. Oh, God, I love Ice's lines. So
I love
great.
That guy's reaction.
Yeah. Their reactions are the worst.
He doesn't know what to say. They didn't give him anything to say, so he didn't know what to say.
Her line is supposed to be, maybe he was trying to get to me. Not maybe. He was trying to, you know.
Well, maybe it flows better in Italian.
No.
I don't think the movie was in Italian. Right?
That's not her first language either.
Maybe. trying to get to me first.
So insensitive to Italian.
And fuck Italians.
Yeah, because they're hot. Bend them over.
What?
Oh, and when Ice dies, I put... Did anyone else write a thing? I put, the ice got melted.
Oh. No, I didn't write anything.
His death was so weird, though.
Yeah.
Because I think he fell onto Trash's weapon, but...
It was a spike that was just all of a sudden down there.
Because they showed Trash's weapon get thrown down there, so I'm thinking, did Trash's weapon land straight up? So then he just fell onto it?
If there would have been an establishing shot where it lands like that, they show it.
Or something, I don't know. Yeah there's like, no...
That's crazy.
This movie struggles with establishing shots.
Yeah.
It just sort of just cuts to a thing, and that's... Like when... When Hammer shoots all those dudes, we played that clip a little bit ago, and he shoots all those dudes. When it cuts to the one that's in front, they don't establish that there was a dude that appeared there. Yeah. He was just there, and then he just kills him. So it feels weird and rushed and off and edited strangely. And so that's why I'm giving this movie a 1 out of 5.
Also, 1 out of 5. He just reviewed it.
Also when
one for Fred Williamson. That's it. He got the one.
He didn't need to camera over to Anne at that moment. He needed to camera over to both of them.
Yeah,
and
it should have been like Trash goes to talk, and then Anne talks.
Yeah, or he's just thinking, and then she says, "Maybe he was trying to kill me."
Yeah.
He's not.
It should have showed him first, and then
And then she goes, well, maybe he's after me.
It's weird to cut to Anne for a response when he addresses Trash, like camera-wise. It doesn't make sense.
It seemed like they almost cut that scene. Like, they literally, like... Yeah.
Clearly, shitty camera work.
We've already, I guess, talked about the end of this movie with all the craziness that occurs with the flamethrower guys.
Let me get just a couple more timestamps. And then we'll go off on a timestamp and we'll give our reviews and then I'll walk out the door.
Eric already gave his sunset. Eric already gave his review. 1 out of 5.
107.40. 107.40.
Oh, this is the Freddie Mercury's death. Is it his hand? Is it the cool hand wound?
Okay, so that's just them, how emotional they are. Okay.
I wonder if they were doing it off screen, if you know what I mean.
Oh, he does.
And by that, I mean having sex.
He does kill this dude. He fucking breaks his neck.
Yeah, in the weirdest. It doesn't look real at all.
No. He snaps his neck.
He's like.
When it happened, I was like, wait, did he just break his neck?
It's like barely any movement. It's like. Like what?
I wanted them to be in more scenes together if I was going to care about this character dying. You know what I mean?
Like, I mean, he was an honorable character because he was trying to come to warn his Nazi brother about, you know, about the betrayal, you know? So.
It is so weird. Why Nazis?
Yeah, not sure who to root for. How about one?
In this world, Nazis.
110.
This wants to come.
I like how you write. You write down. What, you write down a time, but you don't write down what it is.
I didn't have time.
Oh, so 110. What?
How ironic.
110. What?
110.9. Yeah, it's seconds. 110. Not right there.
110. All right. Let's see. Let's see what we're playing here.
Yeah, I don't even know what's going to happen.
All right.
Looks like scavengers.
Okay, so Trash is fighting some scavengers. Oh, there's Ogre.
Oh, is this the decapitation? This is the decapitation scene.
Oh, the
decapitation. Oh, yes! Shit.
That's what
Fred Williamson decapitates.
Dude.
Thanks. Don't thank me now. I got a feeling that before...
Yo, the pants are in his asshole in that shot. You were right,
Aaron. Them cheeks are so tight.
Dude, he's fit.
Yeah.
Like I said, it wouldn't have been a post.
No, yeah, that's the decapitation. I had written that too. 111 decapitation.
Ogre. See, that's what I'm saying. Fred Williamson is the coolest part of this movie. And he carries it when he's in the scenes. And then when he's not there, I'm falling asleep.
How the fuck did he cut the dude's head off with the thinnest sword?
It's a rapier. He's just like, wasaya.
It looks like a little pole. I didn't think it was a sword at all.
No, I think it's a rapier because look how he's dressed.
It is a rapier. It has no. Yeah, it would be a pokey sword, not a fucking.
Yeah, well, obviously it doesn't make sense, but
yeah.
Nothing in this movie makes sense. But he's the king. Way he's dressed, he looks like he's got the flowy.
Like a three musketeer.
He looks like a musketeer, exactly.
Yeah. D'Artagnan.
Which I thought, does he ever have a hat? Like in this movie? Like a musketeer hat?
Wouldn't that be cool? No, that's the pimp hat.
Right, wouldn't it have been cooler if you had like a musketeer hat?
All right, last one, 32.
Oh, we're going back. Okay,
32. Aaron, now, I always have to mention, we're going back now.
We're going back, baby.
Because this number is before that number.
That's how life works, Al.
We're going back.
So time works.
Okay, now I know what this is. It is the funeral music.
Oh, okay.
So if you go back a little further... Go back, actually, a little further than 32.
Arrow keys.
Hold on, sorry. No, I'm sorry. I feel stupid.
Fingers are dyslexic.
Hold on. Earlier, I talked about how they threw crisps ashes into the sky.
It was wrong.
It was the two lovers on the stairs.
What the fuck, Aaron? You had me convinced.
If you listen to this whole thing, I apologize for earlier in this podcast.
Well, you rectified
I talked
it.
About... The wrong thing.
Did this guy even watch the movie?
Yeah, apparently I didn't.
What's wrong with this
shit? Apparently,
idiot?
Majority of people listening to this probably didn't either. And don't all right,
here
know
we
what
go.
The fuck we're
did
talking
I
about.
Even watch this movie? What are they talking about, CRISPR? Yeah, so some epic fucking funeral music. I'll give this movie.
No, yeah. Let's do it over the music because this.
I'm gonna give it a. It does have a rewatchability and it's craziness, so I'll give it a 3.
3? What the fuck?
I'll give it a 3. Well, there are some cool shots that I like.
God.
There's a shot where I believe, he smashes Sektor's head. It's the fight between Fred Williamson and Ponytail Sektor from Mortal Kombat, and he smashes the dude's head through. Glass.
Yeah.
And it's just a cool looking shot. Like the shot is on the other side of the glass and it comes through and I think it might be slow motion. I don't know. It's kind of cool. There are shots like that throughout. Just cool shots.
I'm in awe of your review.
Some of the blade stuff.
I don't know how
Wesley
loud.
Wesley Snipes is in this?
Yeah. I don't know how loud the music was.
Oh, okay. Well, then.
You gave it a 3 out of 5.
Yeah. 3 out of 5, I think rewatchability, and I think for some of the shots and some of the action was cool. The story is where it lacks, but some of the gore, like he cuts the dude's head off, they brain a dude, they drive by with some road rash blades sticking out the side and cut the dude's face.
So
at the beginning.
When that happened at the beginning of the movie, I thought there was going to be
more
of that kind
exactly
of stuff,
as the movie goes on. There's not enough of that.
No, and all the fight scenes seem exactly the same. Like, they're all just like, wha!
Yeah. Oh, the sound effects are terrible.
Yeah.
Of the punches and stuff. It's bonk. Like, it's like all the same. Yeah, and it's like, you know, it might as well
it's
be
like that. Watching an old martial arts movie where they keep using the same blade slice noise.
But that has like an endearing quality to it. Yeah. Like an old kung fu movie.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but your brain starts to fucking become numb to it if the movie isn't good along yeah. with it. Or fun.
There's no need for swastikas at all in the movie. They don't need
it. It doesn't make sense. They don't talk about it.
Yeah.
There's no, it's not like ICE is super racist or any of them are super say anything. Yeah. Well, he's homophobic, but he's not racist.
The gangs are all or not interracial. ICE,
but the hot dog's homophobic.
Yeah. The yeah. gangs are
it's
all,
ironic having that name. Hot
I don't
dog.
Know if he's I don't know if he's homophobic if he said fag face, but he said that because the other doesn't like
yes.
the guy.
Yeah, but you're using it in a negative sense, so yes, it is.
So, I first off, I don't know if you guys have seen the poster. The poster is way cooler than the.
That is not what
the movie.
But they're not even in a fucking cityscape. They're in ruins.
Yeah, it would have been cooler. Yeah.
Wouldn't it be cooler if they brought their fucking fight to the actual city instead of fighting it in their shitty shithole?
Yeah.
I also don't think we know what anybody's sexuality really is in the movie. So.
If you look this movie up on
Wikipedia. Hot dog yeah. could be gay.
If you look up this movie on Wikipedia, the plot that somebody has written is the smallest plot I've ever seen. For any movie.
Because they don't know.
And I love it. We talked about this movie for over an hour now, and the plot is so small.
17?
Yeah, Anne is 17, because she was about to turn 18.
That bitch is 26.
Okay, in real life, yeah. She's like 40. But
40? Her hair is 40. Yeah,
so that's really funny. But I would say, okay, so this movie has potential, obviously, of being so much better than it is. Like, it has like some of the right elements. There's some scenes, it's funny, like there's some things that you could have cut down, like five, like some of the longer shots, see, like 5 minutes, five, you know, this movie could have been like an hour or 10 minutes and been a little bit more concise, a little quicker, and you could have added then that extra 20 minutes where something like more shit happens at the end of the movie, you know what I mean, like where yeah. it all wraps together in a perfect little bubble or whatever. But I don't know what the original script is for this and how it ended in the original script, but I think Al's right in the sense where the production company was like, no, hour and a half, cut it, you know what I mean, like I don't care how it ends, cut it, you know what I mean, like that's just the end of the movie, fuck it. So like with the potential of it, and I had some fun once they started to show all the gangs. I kind of wanted certain gangs to be in there a little more, like the tap dancing people, like maybe he like talks them into helping him. I wanted more gang, like bigger gang fights. But, you know, instead you just get those little small little one set. You know, like how many times did they all fight the scavengers in that one little room? You know what I mean? Because they had to keep coming back through. It was like Legends of the Hidden Temple, like the old Nickelodeon show. Like every time you go through that one room, there the guy
captured.
Is. You know?
It's yeah. your turn to go through.
Like you have to keep going through the fucking room and you're like, stop going through that one room, man. So, yeah, but for...
Oh, she's... she's on the bottom piece of the silver monkey, but she didn't know where the middle piece is. And she was going... Yeah.
So for potential of movie...
What
but yeah,
insane, hard bullshit.
I'll probably go in the middle of...
I think there was only like three teams that ever finished that. Well, because I remember watching a thing about it. I think it was only like... There was only like ever like three or four teams that ever actually finished the temple. And there was like hundreds of... fucking kids that went through yeah. that fucking thing. It was so unfair.
So I'll probably honestly
bike
since I went last.
But, fuck off, Nickelodeon, you cheapskate.
I'll go
heads.
Like a two out of five. You went really low, maybe a little higher than a two, like a 2.3.
Well, I would not rewatch it. I have no desire to rewatch it.
I understand that.
The
as
one
well.
Is Fred Williamson brought life to this movie for me. Yeah. So when he was on screen, I was captivated by everything he did because he's a good actor. And then everyone else was just like fucking just there for me.
Yeah.
You know?
And the action sequences were a little bit better with some like.
And then I was
gore.
Getting lost in the plot because there was like multiple happening at once and it wasn't explained well enough and I didn't understand certain motives and
yeah,
I didn't care about certain characters.
And the dubbing didn't help.
And the dub was shite.
Oh my God, I had subtitles on YouTube and YouTube just guesses what they're trying to say.
Oh,
which is pretty funny.
I should have put subtitles on.
It was pretty funny because like a couple times like. Yeah, they called Ogre Yoga like six or seven times.
Oh no, yeah, because is. He sounds like he's saying
yogurt.
He like Trash is like Hoda. And you're like, wait, Hoda? You're like,
oh. Hoda.
Yeah.
Why'd you do it, Yoga?
Yeah, Yoga.
Why you do it, Hoda? You're like, what?
Yogi Bear.
Because the leech was a blood freak. Had to do the thing.
He loves that line.
Dude, all the... Okay, I don't want to talk about it anymore. I want to fucking... Yeah, gizmo. I don't want to talk about this movie anymore.
Yeah, a fucking gizmo, motherfucker.
I do recommend it. One, it's free. I recommend it because it's free. You can watch it in bits. You don't have to watch the whole hour. It's only an hour and a half.
But yeah, it's on YouTube.
It's on YouTube. Yeah,
watch it. It's worth your time. It's hilarious.
You'll probably have a good time watching it with people.
Yeah, don't watch it alone. We all watched it alone. If we would have watched it together, we might have had more fun watching
it. Don't watch it without
the
lights on. Alone.
What?
It's scary.
It's terrifying.
No, yeah, watch it with a group. You'll have a fun time riffing with each other on just how ridiculous it is.
Yeah, it'll be more fun. All right, fellas.
Riff Tracks might have done this.
No.
Okay.
I don't think so. I follow Riff Tracks. I don't think they've ever done this one.
Well, speaking of follow us as well on Family Rides Together on Instagram. Follow Al at A Ghost Full of Sugar.
Follow Maxiety at
Maxiety.
M-A-C-X-I-E-T-Y. Like anxiety.
And have a delightful rest of your day, everybody. Thanks for listening.
I love you, bloodsuckers.